I'm in my garage. It's a normal size garage, but there is probably only about 3 square meters of walking space, a very narrow channel down the middle of the garage. The walls are dripping with crap, and the floor is piled high on both sides in a semi-organized fashion. Anything from boxes and boxes of stuff that have been prepared to go to a car boot sale that has never happened. A variety of vehicles in different shapes, from mountain bikes to a scoot board. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those. Oh, there's my metal detector, and a metal detector, watering cans, coal buckets, camping equipment, a school desk, which I'm really, really loath to get rid of. You know, the flip-up school desk like you used to have when you were at school, funnily enough. Strimmers, solar panels, battery backup systems that the solar panels plug into, a beer making kit which I haven't used for ages because it's cheaper and easier to buy it sometimes. Lawn mowers, old stereos that are used in the garden and here, motorcycle helmets, motorcycle, lots and lots of paper bricks I've made through compressing shredded newspaper to recycle newspapers into some kind of fuel for my open fire. And it goes on. There's probably far, far weirder stuff, but I'm actually looking for a plane, a wood plane, somewhere in amongst this chaos, this nightmare of stuff that I'm reluctant to let go of, is a plane, a wood plane, for me to make the door I am trying to fit into the hole in the wall fit. A long time ago now, I took the door out of that hole, and for some reason, because it was a bit old and grotty, decided it would be best to chop it up and put it on the fire. Not a good idea, because if I'd have measured that door, I would have realised it was probably made by an old hobbit on acid, because it didn't resemble any shape known to this reality. And the more I chop and hack, the smaller this quite nice wooden door, legend brace that's been bought, is starting to look like a piece of sculptured wood, shall we say. So I need to rectify things by using the correct tools, which in this case would be a plane, and then I can start taking certain angles out. Why is the hole in the wall a funny shape? Well, the house is 200 years old, and at some point has suffered some subsidence, a little bit. But not giving you the normal slanty parallelogram that you would expect. It's kind of square on one side and triangular on the other, and I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I just hate DIY, full stop. It's nice when it's done and you can stand back and go, ah, for the few moments you have before everything comes crashing to the ground. I like building stuff out of scratch. So, like, I built a wood store out of a beautiful, beautiful old, oak door, which everybody said was sacrilegious, but it's an amazing wood store, and the door costs nothing. So stuff that's not necessarily meant to resemble anything else, fine. But if I'm meant to work within the conventions of normality, and you expect to see a door fit in a standard hole, I'm not so keen on that. I think I might just fit in a big human flap, like a cat flap, but for humans. Because surely just two hinges at the top and have a swinging bit of wood would be far easier than all this door hanging malarkey. I'm now leaning on a fridge, which if I open may have beer in, and I might just hide in here, stay in here. I've got to go.